You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Now, Rach, you have unfortunately got a friend who's making some bad life decisions.
Yeah, it's not unfortunate that she's my friend, but it is unfortunate that
I'm right here, guys.
Bad life decisions. I said she.
Yeah, fair.
Not you. Hopefully she's not listening today. She doesn't tend to listen, but knowing my luck, she will be listening. Right. So she'll know that it's about her.
Either way, let's dive right in.
Straight in. She kind of jumped off the Tinder bandwagon and got onto Plenty of Fish, or one of those other ones that requires more details. Went on a couple of dates, met someone who is 10 years younger. They've known each other for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
The one who is 10 years younger asked her to be her girlfriend and she said yes. So within 2 weeks, she now has a girlfriend. The girlfriend has dropped the L-bomb and she's meeting the parents next week.
Whoa. This week. How old is this? You say 10 years younger. Are we talking like she's like early 20s?
Yeah.
Or, okay. I mean, that's a quick turnaround.
It is bad life decisions. I'm sorry, my friend has made poor life decisions previously with relationships. It ended up in the person actually stopping her from being friends with me because I was a threat to their relationship. There is nothing that is ever going to happen between me and this friend. We are excellent.
Do you not believe in like love at first sight though?
No.
Like falling quickly.
Yes, I do. Like, yes. But I also believe that there are smart ways about going about starting a relationship with someone. And I don't think she's doing it in a smart way. She's making bad decisions.
Like, love at first sight can always exist, but it definitely needs a second look to make sure.
Yeah. And like, yes, you can fall in love at first sight, but I also think that maybe you shouldn't tell them straight away. Maybe hold it to yourself until you know that, you know, the feelings are mutual. She didn't say that word back to the girl.
Oh.
Thankfully. But she said yes to the being asked to be her girlfriend. And I was like, dude, really? Like, literally, it's been like 2 days since you went on a date with a different person. Mm.
So is this a pattern with your friend? Does she often fall quickly or get into relationships quite quickly?
When she does fall, she falls hard.
Right.
I think that, you know, there's a little bit to do with how she views herself and maybe has a bit of low self-esteem. So when someone does show, like, interest, like genuine interest, she's like, I'm just going to hold on to it with both hands and my teeth and wrap my legs around it. Done. Not letting go.
Yeah.
But
have you told her that you think it's a bad decision?
Brutally.
Oh, so you did?
Oh, yes.
Right.
I was like, you're joking, right? That was my first response.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so, and what did they say to that? What did she say to your
concerns? She's like, I know. She went, I know. I just, you know, it's nice to be wanted. And it's like, yeah, it is nice to be wanted, but it's also nice to, like, set yourself up for a good relationship, not just jump in. Because, you know, their pet was at her house already.
Okay.
They've only known each other for 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks and 1 day, actually.
I mean, according to them. What's funny is when they get married, I'm going to play this clip of you at their wedding.
Oh, God. Well, they'll be married in a week at this rate. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They both went off to the bathroom together and we're like, they'll come back engaged.
So is your dilemma like you don't know how to stop this train wreck from going? Like, are you just like watching this happening going, I can't do anything about it? Like, so what steps do you take, right?
Exactly.
It's also that problem of sometimes you go, well, do I just let you fall hard and realise?
Should I not care? That's my biggest thing is, like, I care so much because I've seen her get hurt so badly before and I don't want to see her get hurt again. But also, is it not my problem?
Is letting her get hurt maybe what you need to do so they learn? Push her from the nest and hope that she doesn't fall.
Yeah.
0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. What should Rach do? Can she stop her friend from this terrible life decision? Or should she just back off and let it be?
Yeah.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Oh.
Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Guys, Sebastian, before I go, here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
He's doing that Christina thing you said he did at the start.
Told you. Not every note needs to have that.
If you can't hit every note within 1 second, what's the point of singing?
It's more powerful if you choose that selectively. Not every note. You know what I mean?
Luke's here letting all the singers know how to sing.
I'm telling you, as a non-singer, I'm telling you. All right.
All right.
I'm moving on. It's
so
fine.
I'm rubbing people the wrong way with this topic.
Hang on, let's go back a little bit and just let people understand what's happened. So you've got a friend who, in your opinion, this is your opinion, they're making a bad life decision by entering into a relationship with someone 2 weeks after meeting them on an online dating site. They're 10 years younger. They've jumped into this quite quickly.
Yeah.
And the L word has been said to them. They haven't said it back.
Yeah.
And you've told them you're making a bad decision, basically. Yeah. And we want to know, 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. What should Rach do? Should she like try and stop this from continuing, or should she just leave it alone?
Yeah.
And the responses so far.
So firstly,
someone without a name. Thank you for being nameless. We have your phone number though.
We do love anonymous angry texts here on The Breakfast Show. It says, you do sound jealous.
I'm not jealous. I do love my friend. I nearly said her name. Don't do that. Don't do that on air. I do love her, but not in that way.
A lovely way.
It's a concern for her well-being. And also, like, really...
We also had a call in from Peter. And he's called on his phone to the front desk and he's said that you should keep your nose out of it.
Yeah.
And just be there to pick up the pieces.
And I think that may actually be a fair point. Maybe I should just, you know, not let it.
It is hard though, because there is a certain part of like obligation to, you know, look after your friends and stop them from making bad decisions though at the same time. There's a pattern there as well.
I mean, I'd like to counterpoint with an example.
Okay.
Yes.
So I actually had a friend. We were living together and then the lease was up and they were off to go live. They met a new guy who he was twice the age of our friend. And we're like, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But they were moving in together. And rather than keep his furniture from living with us, he decided, and he didn't sell it, he just gave it away because he said, I won't need any of this anymore, because the other guy was very well off. He was going to be taken care of. The other guy had two kids and he kept being like, I'm going to be their new stepmom. And all them like, this isn't what you think it is. Worse. One of the kids was the same age as him. And I just went, you know what? This is his life choices. I'm not going to say anything. It's fine. Went, was with this guy for a couple months, got dumped hard. Had nothing to his name.
Yeah.
Had to move back in with his mum. And when I was like, how are you going? Was basically accused of not doing enough to stop him from making a bad decision.
Right.
He's like, you let me do this. I wasn't thinking straight because I was so in love. Like, why would you let me do this? Cut to the future. We're no longer friends, obviously.
Right. Mm.
Basically blamed me for not... Because everyone always... look to me to kind of interject with a bit of like reality and harsh truth.
Well, and
I decided,
like,
no, I won't do that.
I'm that person in my friendship groups. I can be harsh but fair. And I also have a big mouth and often suffer from foot in mouth.
Yeah.
But also that can be handy in a situation like this. And I think, like, I do think my friend is aware that, you know, she is rushing into this very quickly, particularly after, you know, she's tried other relationships since this ex that she had
You know, I reckon, I think you should be honest and tell your friend what you think.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did, because I would do that. And you know what? If the friend ends up choosing to not be friends with me because I'm too honest, that's their choice to make. But I would want to, I don't want to be wanky, but I want to live my truth.
Yeah.
And I want to be honest with my friends and tell them what I think. And that's kind of the relationships that I've built with my close friends, where I can tell them what I think. And I like to think they respect and appreciate that. They know where I stand. And that's important to me. And if they don't value that and they want to drop me because they've got this 2 week relationship, that's kind of on them. And I'll still, you know what? I'm the nice guy. I'll still be there when they come back and apologize at the end.
Yeah.
See, my best friend right now knows that there's a rift between me and his partner, but also knows that I support his decisions and that I'm here if anything happens.
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
I've had a few messages in about this topic because, Rach, you've got a friend who's, in your opinion, is making bad decisions in a very new relationship and the love word has come up, but it's all very confusing and you just think it's way too quick.
It's all been really fast.
Yeah.
Pets at the house.
Sounds pretty quick.
Everything.
It does.
So we've gotten some messages through. This first one is from Dr. Shani, who said, "Morning, kids. If love is meant to be, it's meant to be. I was online dating and through that, a friendship is how I met my husband. We've been together for 8 years and married for 5. So maybe I believe that online love does work. I just don't know if knowing someone for 2 weeks means that you should be jumping in this quick. We just got more messages.
Oh, wow.
This one's from Andy, who said, "Friends are allowed to speak up because they care and they love them. Don't be scared, Rachel. Give them heaps." Yeah.
Yeah, get around.
Someone's on your side.
Yes, that's right. From Brad saying, "Telling people that you don't think a new love is not right for them is rarely going to win you any popularity points. Typically, people want to see the best in the person that they've started to build a relationship with, but be there to pick up the pieces if it fails. Don't be the person that seems like you don't want them to experience love and romance." That's true. I do want her to feel love, just not right now. No, not within. Yes, but not within 2 weeks of meeting the person. Mm. Not jumping in headfirst into a pile of concrete, essentially, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Little Jason from Ivanhoe said, "Love is weird. Lust can be mistaken for love, even if it eventually turns into love and a beautiful relationship. The wheels fell off in the relationship." Oh, this is talking about his relationship, because he kept saying he loved me and kept looking at me until I said it back. And I did love him, but I didn't want to say it 30 times a day. After a while, it got oppressive. So, aww. Rachel, stick with your friend. If it goes too fast, the wheels will fall off and your friend will need you to pick up the rubble.
Yes, and Angie's messaged in saying, "I agree, she's leapt in too quickly. You've said what you think and I think you need to leave it alone now." And a lot more as well. Ange, there's long message there. Thank you.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Rachel, I've got advice for you.
Yeah.
On the issue, because I have been listening now.
Yes.
There's three things you learn as an older lady in the community.
Okay.
You never assume somebody's pregnant unless they're in stirrups actually pushing, unless a baby's crowning out of them.
Okay.
You don't say anything about pregnant.
Cool.
That's my advice.
Awesome.
And that's it.
There is a chance just a little bit chubby, and we've learnt that over time. I just don't reckon. There's no way you can win, because you're not going to the wedding if they do get together. I don't know, and
it's
I told you so.
I
never
have a
works.
Problem with the other person. It's just the way that they've jumped into this. It's just like, oh,
mazel tov. Congratulations, guys. Yes. Hope it works out.
Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Invite them to dinner. See how it goes.
Oh, and make myself the third wheel. Then we go back to the 7 o'clock topic, and I'm the third wheel again.
Man.
Well, you've mastered it, haven't you?
That's true.
I've been listening with bated breath.
Thank you very much, dear.
Thanks,
bye. You can do that. So to put your topic to bed, Rach, so to speak, I think honesty is the best policy. Yeah. I think your friends will either appreciate it or they won't, and the ones that don't can go and make their crap decisions, and they'll be the ones that wear it later.
I gave a nice warning. I think maybe now I just step back and let nature take its course.
It's in the delivery as well. I'm imagining you didn't just go, "You're an idiot."
No.
You know what I mean? You probably said, "Hey, look, I reckon this is right."
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to actually attack someone.
Yeah.
I sound brutally harsh on radio, but when I'm actually talking to my friends.
Of course.
And my friends know I talk about them on radio, so don't worry. They are fully aware that I talk about them all the time.
Honestly, if you're a friend or partner of us, you kind of just know you're going
to
be...
Or if you've even talked to us on Tinder, you probably know that we talk about you.
I prepared them all when I was coming here. I'm like, "Hey, just a heads up, incidents will happen."
Yeah. My family knows for my mum as well. I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to tell this topic on Monday." And she's like, "Oh, crap." So we've all been there. It happens.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.